A very good morning. On behalf of 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shabbos 131a, pagination page 261, towards the bottom of the page. The last four lines on the page. We're dealing with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which is the fascinating opinion which started off our perek, which is that not only Milah, but even the preparations for Milah would be docha Shabbos, would override Shabbos, and you'd be able to make the knife, the surgical knife needed for Milah on Shabbos, if that is necessary, because you don't have such a knife. The Gemara elaborates on the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and tells us the origin of his ruling in a variety of cases. So we're told, for example, that cutting the grain for the Omer on Pesach, or cutting the grain for the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves on Shavuos, is Docha Shabbos, and by extension, also from different sources, we'll see if we have time to go through them in detail, but Sukkah, building one, is Docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Cutting a lulav off the tree, if necessary, is Docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. There are a bunch of such cases that are all Docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Docha Shabbos, it's overriding the Shabbos.
Overrides Shabbos, good. Let's take a look over here at the bottom of the page. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned, however, Vishavin, everyone agrees, meaning even Rabbi Eliezer, that normally allows all kinds of Shabbos overrides, Shimtzietz Taliso, if a person put tzitzis on his talis and made the knot, Va'asa mezuzah lapischo, or he affixed a mezuzah onto his doorway, Shehu chayiv, that that's a Shabbos violation, because that preparation for the mitzvah, the mitzvah presumably is putting the tzitzis on, and you're making a knot in order to allow yourself to put the tzitzis on, or if the mitzvah is simply that the garment should have tzitzis on it, but that's an act that could have been done before Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer, you would think, might allow you to do it even on Shabbos. And the answer is, by tzitzis and mezuzah, Rabbi Eliezer backs off and says, you're not allowed to do these acts on Shabbos. My timer, why not? Omer Rav Yosef says, l'fisha ein kavu alohem zman, because there's no specific time for the mitzvah. You could do this mitzvah any time. Tzitzis, mezuzah, they're ongoing. And therefore, there's nothing compelling that you should do it now. Let's go through the things that we know Rabbi Eliezer takes his position on. So the starting point was the karbanos for Pesach and Shavuos. They have to be done now. Even lulav and sukkah, which Rabbi Eliezer also holds, you could do the preparations. But there's something compelling. It has to be done now. Mezuzah and tzitzis, you'll do it. Amale Abaya, Abaya said, whoa, exactly the opposite. Adarabba, on the contrary. Midein kavu alohem zman, if there's no specific time. Kol shaita v'shaita zmanehu, every single moment is its time. That's a fascinating objection. It's not true, let's say tzedakah. Person comes to you today, he says he needs $100 in order to be able to pay a certain bill. So you say, come back after Shabbos, I'll give it to you. Nothing was lost. On Sunday, you give him the $100, he pays the bill. By Monday morning, it's in the mail. But over here, I understand there's no specific time. But there's no specific time because every moment is the time. So right now, you're going to miss the current opportunity of the mitzvah. They say this insight by learning Torah. The person says, I won't learn now, I'll learn later. Yeah, but what about now? There has to be an explanation as to why you're not doing a mitzvah now. El Amar of Nachman Amar of Yitzchak, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yitzchak said, V'yitemer Ravuna b'reidu Rav Yeshua, ho'il uv'yado lahafkiron. There's an entirely different angle over here as to why mezuzah and tzitzis does not override Shabbos. The reason is because you could make it ownerless. And only something that's yours is going to be obligated. So if the house is not yours, you're not its resident, you move out, so it's not obligated in mezuzah, it's not a beis dira, it's not a house of dwelling, at least biblically. The tzitzis, if it doesn't belong to you, so then it's like a loaned garment, and a loaned garment, biblically, is not your obligation.
Yeah, but with the tzitzis, you're not wearing the garment without tzitzis. With the house, you're not moving out of the house for the duration of Shabbat.
This, good. You're right on target. There's an enormity of literature here, how to understand this, and there are a few factors. One factor is if you look at Rashi, inner commentary, second line, Rashi says, Afilu munachas bekufsa, even if you're leaving the garment in the drawer, it's considered a violation. And the only recourse the Gemara was able to come up with was biyado lahafkiron, that you could make it ownerless. And then you're not obligated. Rashi's saying that our Gemara is following the opinion that holds that if you own a four-cornered garment, it's obligated in tzitzis even if you're not wearing it. We do not hold like that. We're willing to buy a garment from the store that does not have tzitzis on it in preparation that I'm going to put the tzitzis on it whenever at my leisure in 4 years from now. And we leave it sit. The way we rule, this Gemara could theoretically have answered, it's nothing compelling to override Shabbos. Ha'il u'biyado, since it's in my hands, not to put it on. Now, on the other hand, maybe they had no choice because these are the garments that they actually wore. And to tell them not to put it on meant that he would be housebound because he had no clothing. They used to wear garments that were of this type. And it would be a tremendous embarrassment not to. We just wear it for davening on Shabbos, and for that you could borrow the talis from the congregation. So there's a lot to talk about over here, but this is the way the Gemara downgrades the compelling nature of mezuzah and tzitzis and points out there's not anything compelling to do the violation on Shabbos, either because you don't have to do it. It's not like sukkah and lulav that you must eat in the sukkah. Okay. Let's turn back to Amud Aleph, and there's one more point that I wanted to bring out. Where we started off, v'shavin, everybody agrees, that if you put tzitzis on your talis, or you put up a mezuzah, that you're in violation, and Rabbi Eliezer would not say that machshirei mitzvah, the preparation for the mitzvah, overrides Shabbos. The Gemara goes ahead and says the word mai taima. Why? Now, that really bears commentary. Because every time Rabbi Eliezer said his rule, he had a proof from the psukim. For example, when he said that you're allowed to take a lulav, you're allowed to cut it off the tree on Shabbos, he proves it on Amud Aleph, on, it looks like, the seventh line. He says, because the Pasuk says, Biyom afilu b'Shabbos, on the day of Sukkot, and that word on the day means no matter which day of the week it is, even if it's Shabbos, you have to take the lulav. Which tells you, not that you're allowed to take the lulav, because that of course you're allowed to do. It's not muktzah. Midoraisa, it's not muktzah. What does the Torah have to tell you to take the lulav, even if it's Shabbos? It means even to cut it on Shabbos. That's how Rabbi Eliezer learns. So there's a Pasuk to source his approach that you're going to do the violation on Shabbos. When the Gemara wants to say that Sukkah overrides Shabbos, the Gemara says, because it says Shivas Yomim for 7 days regarding this mitzvah of the holiday, and it says Shivas Yomim regarding the other mitzvah of the holiday, they're both mitzvahs of Sukkah, of Sukkis. So the Gemara says, just like Lulav overrides Shabbos, so this also overrides Shabbos. There was always a source. The Gemara here says, why can't you learn everything else out of Sukkah? And the Gemara says, because Sukkah is noheges balelos kiviyamim. Sukkah is true by night and by day. Okay, but there always seems to be a source how you would learn it out. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't just fall off the moon and say everything you're allowed to violate Shabbos. It's only if there's a source that says this is an important thing, a compelling thing. So Tosfos here asks, why does the Gemara have to say my taima? What's the reason that putting tzitzis on a talis doesn't override Shabbos? Why should it? First, you need a source why it should override Shabbos. And mezuzah lepischo, mezuzah also. It has to have a reason why it's going to override Shabbos. And then I can start explaining why Rabbi Eliezer backs off and says it doesn't override Shabbos. And Tosfos says, it's like, this Tosfos is amazing, it's like the next step after the Gemara. Tosfos says that the unwritten Gemara here is that we would have learnt tzitzis and mezuzah out of Sukkah. Because Sukkah, the only reason we don't learn to everything else is because Sukkah is by night and by day. Says Tosfos, mezuzah is also by night and by day. And tzitzis is also by night and by day according to one opinion. We rule that it's not by night and by day because it says u'risem also you should see them and you can't see them by night. And therefore night is not the time of tzitzis. You put tzitzis on at night, we wouldn't make a bracha. But there's a different opinion that says u'risem also you should see them comes to exclude a blind person. And according to that opinion, night and day are equal regarding the mitzvah of tzitzis. And Tosfos here, like extension of the Gemara, actually builds an entire structure here to explain why the Gemara said maitaima. What's the reason to exclude tzitzis and mezuzah? Because he holds tzitzis and mezuzah actually would have been an extension of sukkah. According to at least some opinions, just like sukkah is by night and by day, tzitzis and mezuzah are also by night and by day. And just as Sukkah overrides Shabbos, maybe they should as well. Our answer was that mezuzah and tzitzis are not compelling. You don't have to do the thing on Shabbos because you could be mafkirit. Yeshekoach, have a great day.